We're continuing Likut Halachas Hilchas Purim Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Dalad. V'zeh Mitzvah Zechira Samolek Kama Shekosov Zochor Es Asher Oso Lecha Amolek Shekol Maisa Amolek Dahainu Iskabur Sasitra Achra Al Chalushe Koyach Shebi Yisrael Shehonon Poilton V'hu Mach Shiloison. The whole work of Amolek is the Iskabrus of the Sitra Achra against those weak Jews whom the clouds didn't allow to be protected. Al Kain Srichim Lahagbiya Iso Vuhu Machshiloisan. Haman is the one who messes those weak Jews up. Al Kain Srichim Lahagbiya Iso Malachzirolamakoimam Lubhinas Chuva Shibhinas Sanania Koi. Therefore, our mission is to elevate those Jews and to restore them to a place of tshuva, which means where they should be able to go under these clouds. Bechinas sukkah, bechinas ima de mesakho al benin. The clouds, we know that the sukkah that we build is in memory of those clouds, and sukkah is called bina. It's called ima de mesakho al benohan, the mother who hovers over her children, protecting them, which we said before is the union of tshuva. Ima, bina is tshuva. V'zeh b'chinas zocher esar sh'osalcho, zocher daiko, ki tzorech lahachzer maisei amolek lebchinas zikorin, shi b'chinas salmadosi, b'chinas tshuva. Because this is our job with Amolek. Amolek is the union of shikha. Amolek is sitra de moisa, misa, sitra achra. He's the one who's trying to draw the kedusha down. And our job is to take Amolek and convert it to zocher, to convert it to memory, toilam haba, to tshuva. V'zeh naseh b'chol shana v'shana. This is accomplished every year. B'b'chinas hayomim ho'elu, hayomim ho'ele nizkorim v'nasim b'chol shana v'shana, mishpocho mishpocho, medina medina v'ir v'ir, as it says in the Megillah. Shekol echod v'echod, kishezoicher l'natzeach melchemes Amolek. Each and every single Jew, when he zoicher to win his own melchemes Amolek, teloshuv b'tshuva, and he zoicher to do tshuva, Azai choizrim hayomim shein b'chinas hamidois sheshom abchira, then he's able to restore his days, the days in which he did averus and everything, which represent the midois, the tzintzumim, sheshom habchira, which is where the bechir is, ki yesh yemei toiv v'yemei ra, because we know there's a concept of good days and bad days. V'choizrim kulam el makoimam shehu atshuva shebchinas zikaron anal. The person is zochah to restore it all to its place, to that place of all good, which is tshuva, which is zikaron, shehu lemala mehayomim, which is above the days, b'chinas kuloi toiv. The days represents tzimtzumim, 7 days of creation, that's chesed gevura, where there's a right and a left. This person elevates the days to a place above that, a place called zikaron, which is olam haba, which is kuloi toiv. V'shom nischachim v'nasim echodosh v'nasim mehem yemei toiv haynu toiranal, and there he makes them over into good days, into toiran. V'ze b'chinas hashiveinu Hashem elecha v'nashuva chadesh yomeinu kekedem. That as a result of tshuva, chadesh yomeinu, we'll take the days and we'll be able to make them over anew. Shkishezeichin lo shuvei lo b'chinas tshuva kanal. Shom nischadshin hayomim kimikedem. There the days get made over as they were originally, in a state of all good. V'zeh b'chinas kriyas ha-megillah b'chol shona v'shona, ki b'chol shona v'shona nasa ha-neis shom mapolas homan amolek yedua. Every single year this miracle of mapolas homan amolek is reenacted. V'oz oisim purim v'koron ha-megillah shenasas mizeh kanal. And we celebrate Purim, and we read the Megillah, which is generated as a result of the tshuva. In other words, Purim represents mechias Amolek. Amolek represents sins, ra. To the extent that we destroy Amolek, we destroy our sins through tshuva, we bring forth new Torah. We read the Megillah anew every year, which means we're generating new Torah. Oisei. Val kein tzorech lekois vodaiko. And it's for this reason that the Megillah must be in writing, vim koral peh lo yotza, which means that if a Jew reads the Megillah by heart without looking into a written document, he gets no credit. Av she'ikra mishum persumei nisa, despite the fact that the main reason for Megillah reading is to publicize the miracle, v'hoyadai lefarsim anes bal peh, you would say, if that's the issue, then what does it matter if I'm reading it by heart, you know, if I'm reciting it by heart or looking inside? Achal pima shekosav leil, but based on what we said earlier, she'ikra ha-Megillah na'asalidei hizgalu sahastora kanal, that the main concept of Megillah Esther is taking Kedusha that was hidden initially and uncovering it, bringing it out into the open. Dahainu alidei shemachzirin umeshivin gam b'chinas hastora dahainu asitrachra el mekoyma v'sharosha kanal, which means we're taking that which was originally hidden, which represents the sitrachra, that which was swallowed up by the sitrachra, and restoring it back to its place of origin. V'ze b'chinas haromas v'hisnasu sayadayim. That's represented by the lifting up of the hands. So we learned before that this is the concept of lifting up of the hands. Shai deze nase ha-hizgalus kanal, which is what causes this revelation. U'kemavura b'maimar anal, as is explained in the chapter in the Kutim Ran that we're dealing with. There, Rabbi Nezal talks about what the hands symbolize, and that when the sitrachra is enforced, there's the concept of itzvoy nyadayin, a heaviness of the hands. Like when Moshe Rabbeinu was doing battle against Amalek, when his hands were heavy, couldn't lift them up, versus the lifting up of the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu that represented revealing the Kedusha. Because the main place where the sitrachra is able to take hold of a person is on the hands. Bebechinas itzvoin yodayim, as the pasuk says, a depression of the hands. That's the whole concept of why we do netilas yodayim when we get up in the morning, negelvasser, or washing hands when we come out of the bathroom, bechlal, because that's one of the main places where the sitrachra is able to hold on to a person. Val yedei ho'anocho. Shemesanech umescharet v'shov al darkei oro, and through the fact that a person sighs, a deep sigh, and shows sincere regret for what they've done wrong, v'ideze magbias hayadayim ala ad hashemayim, and then within those feelings of regret, the person raises his hands heavenward, lebechinas tshuva kanal, elevating them to the level to what's called shemayim, which Rav Nosson Zal said earlier, is the concept of Bina, Tshuva, because Shamayim is where Eish and Mayim come together, where opposites unite, which is that place called Bina, Olam Haba. V'ze b'chinas ki eso el Shamayim yodi, v'omarti chay onoichi l'olam. When I raise my hands up to heaven and I say to myself, I swear that I'm going to live forever, Chay onoichi zebechinas almadosi mekor achayim. The term onoichi refers to olam haba, a concept of the source of life. Bechinas onoichi Hashem alekecha asher etzisich meretz Mitzrayim. As the pasuk says, I am Hashem alekecha asher etzisich meretz Mitzrayim. We learned before that yud kevavke elokim represents olam haba. The combination of both is called olam haba. So the word onoichi, which is associated with Hashem Alekim, Onoichi represents Olam Haba. Ki ad shom tzorech lagbia sayodayim, because a person has to try to raise their hands up to that level called Olam Haba. Dahainu yad yemin v'yatzmoil shemishom achizas asitrachra kanal. The hands, there are two of them, a right hand and left hand, which we said earlier, left hand always represents sitrachra. And a person has to raise both of them and plug them into their source, which is called shomayim, which is called olam haba. V'azai nase shomay deze diburim chadoshim. And when a person does that, they generate new diburim, and they're able to bring forth a very high level of Torah that's coming from this hidden place. And these diburim receive a certain power from the hands. Nimtza shebechinas hamegillah shehinasis mehadiburim shemekablim hayadayim al yedei shemarim emoisim lebechinas tshuva almadosi sheshom shor shayadayim, that the Megillah, which is the result of diburim, which receive from the odayim, which are lifted up to the level of tshuva ilam hapo, shaydeze mekablim diburim mehayodayim. That's what gives the person the ability to receive words that are coming through the hands. Dahainu hatoyra hachadosho shenasis alidei huavoinois vasitrachro shenesapcho latoyv kanal, referring to the new Torah that's generated when the person is zoche to convert the sitrachra and their sins to good. Sheze bechinas hamegillo shenasim yizeh. That's the concept of Megillas Esther, where we take the hastorah means when a person was far from Hashem, person takes that and turns it around to a hisgalus. Megillah means hisgalus, a hisgalus of new Torah, new diburim. V'alkein tzrichin lekois vodavka. And this is why the Megillah must be written, kidei lohovi hadiburim el hayodayim lekablo mehayodayim amish. Because the written word means that the words are receiving from the hands. V'ze b'chinas k'soiv zois zikoroin ba'sefer. This is why Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, write this down on a sefer. Dahainu melchemes amolek. Umarameis al hagula, k'moisham razal. And this is also alluding to the gula, the future gula. K'soiv daika. It says, write it. And zikoroin daika. And it's called a remembrance. Ki melchemes amolek v'nitzchoino. Sheshov and asam yze b'chinas zikoron kanal. Tzorech lohovi zois letoich haksav lahamshich hadiburim el hayodayim ulekablo mishom kanal. Because this concept of the victory against Amalek, Amalek who represents shikha, we said earlier, darkness, the victory against Amalek is a victory of zikoroin, memory of kedusha, that has to be written down, which means that the words have to receive from the odayim. In order to turn around something from one extreme to the other extreme, in order to turn around the sitrachra and bring it back to good. Because the main achizo of Amalek, the main source from which Amalek draws from, is from the hands. Bebchinas videi Moshe kvedim shekosu b'melchemes Amalek. As it says that when Amalek was rising, it was when the hands of Moshe were being weak, were heavy, weakening. V'ze bechinas hakol kol Yaakov v'hayodayim idei Esav. V'hayodayim daika. The hands are the hands of Esav. Esav draws his power from the hands. Ki ikarach yizosoy shom kanal, because that's the main place where Esav is able to take hold, is by the hands. When? Bizman she'ein ha'koil koil Yaakov. When the Jews are weak in the study of Torah, in the koil, in the dibur. V'yalkein tzorech lachzor v'lo shuv tshuvas ha'mishkol mamish v'lachzor l'horem ha'yadayim kanal. Therefore, if we want to fix this, we have to do an exact tshuva. The problem was the heaviness of the hands being drawn down. The tikkun of it is raising of the hands. Ulekabel mishom hadiburim, and to draw the words from the hands, sheze bechinas ksoiv hanal, which is the concept of writing something down. When a person is writing something, they're drawing words from the hands. Veze bechinas ksivas hamegila daika. This is why the Megillah must be written, because the writing of the Megillah represents drawing diburim from the hands. Nimtza shehatshuva hahaguna. Therefore, the real tshuva is when the person is zoche to write, which means that he's drawing words from the hands. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya where it says, his hands will write for Hashem. Elu bali tshuva, and the Gemara says this refers to bali tshuva. Yichtoiv yodoi daiko sheze ikar b'chinas tshuva samishkol. Rav Nosson Zal is explaining here that the whole concept of a Jew falling into sin, represents a concept where the sitrachra is able to draw from the hands. It's able to latch on to what the hands represent. The hands represent the concept of a right and a left, which we learned earlier. Once you have a right and a left, the left side is where the sitrachra is able to draw from and pull the person down. Therefore, part of the tshuva process and the tikkun process is a tikkun that comes from Torah that's generated by the hands. This concept of writing the Torah down, writing of Megillas Esther.